Phoenix FM, talking rugby league and certainly rugby league locally, Brentwood Rugby League, and the associations that we've got with the, well, at the moment, Carl Horseman's here in the studio. Hello there, Carl.
Nice to see you, Steve.
And the big thing we've got a couple of the kids who are involved from your club in the studio here, all ready to talk and chat to us. You're pushing more and more year on year, aren't you, really, and getting more kids involved in playing rugby league locally?
Yeah, it's expanding year on year. I mean, it's I've been chairman now for 2 years, and I think I've been involved in the club for something like around six. It's been running for 10 years. All in all, I think this year we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. But like I say, it's expanding year on year. We're getting some good-sized squads out. This particular year, we've got under-12s, 13s, 15s and 17s taken to the pitch, all participating in the London Rugby Leagues. And we're also hoping to get ourselves an open-age team, an adult side out onto the park as well this year. So that would be a great bonus for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, the two kids are in here. Love to chat to them about what's going on. And first off, Ryan. Well, hello, Ryan. Your involvement then, how would you describe your involvement in rugby league? There you go. That's putting you on the spot.
It's quite good. I play union as well, so I get more fitness out of it because there's much more running for Brentwood.
And you spend a lot of time, do you, playing week on week? How much time would you dedicate to training and playing?
What, for rugby league?
Well, both, really. Well, I mean, how does it split?
I've got my school as well.
Yeah.
So I play for Romford and Campion. So I probably play 4 times a week.
Wow. So 4 times a week. And that's the mixture of union and league. And it's union, I suppose, you're playing at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you enjoy league more? You've got to say you do.
League.
What is it you prefer more about league?
Just more time on the ball, just quicker. Yeah. It's much more fast.
It's a quicker game, and yeah. you watch it on TV as well, do you? From a TV point of view, that's your more exciting game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Thanks for chatting to us. What I'll do, we'll talk again in a minute or two. But we're also joined in the studio by Louis. And Louis, is your situation much the same as Ryan? You play both league and union?
Yeah, I also play for the same school, and I play for a club, Upminster. So I'll train about the same as Ryan, about 4 or 5 times a week.
And you're both the same age group, are you,
yeah,
as well? Yeah. So you're doing much the same with union and league, are you?
Yeah. Me and Ryan both get a lot of training done, so we keep our fitness up for rugby league and union.
Yeah, yeah. And they go hand in hand, I suppose, in some ways. It's what you gain on one, you can also apply to the other code.
Yeah, when we get new skills, we can use them in both games, what I find.
Yeah, yeah. And you're enjoying watching and playing league more, are you, as well?
Yeah, I find that when we play rugby league, there's a lot more aggression involved. So, and I get a lot more ball when we play rugby league.
It's a good outlet for the aggression as well, I suppose, as well, is it?
Yeah, because we make a lot more tackles.
Yeah.
And we get a lot more ball so we can up. And we play a lot more harder teams in league. Like, we play teams with players that are like 6'1".
You really are playing all different age groups then. That's something you wouldn't necessarily see in union then, is it? Oh, it is the same age group as well. Wow. Well, look, it's something that you're going to carry on playing then. You're dedicating a lot of time to this at the moment then.
Yeah, hopefully when we get older, we'll still have under 14 to 15 so we can carry on playing league and union.
Yeah, yeah, even at that level. Oh, well, look, thanks very much for chatting to us. Coming back to Carl as well. Carl, I take it with yourself. I mean, certainly after talking to some of the different age groups as well, it's definitely not just the adults that you're involved with. Your own point of view, have you been more of a union man or pretty much you a rugby league man through and through? You've got to be honest.
For a southerner, I know it's quite strange to say, but I've always been a fan of rugby league. I've always, when I was growing up, I was a fan of the old Wigan team, which won countless Challenge Cup finals at Wembley. But it's a game that I've always preferred to watch over rugby union, simply because of the actual speed of the game.
Yeah.
it just appeals to me a lot more than rugby union. Yeah. Though I do watch rugby union, my son plays both codes. So every Sunday, I am shivering at the touchline watching him play. So I do watch both codes.
Don't get time off either.
I don't. I do appreciate both codes, but obviously my leaning is towards rugby league.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a time? I mean, certainly where we're talking to say any of the children who are involved playing. Is there a time when there's a bit of a crossover and they're almost trying to play union whilst they're playing a league game? Is it? Do you have to try and eke that out of them a little bit?
I think particularly at the earlier stages, yeah, when they're playing at the primary leagues, in the festivals, you do get some people do get a little bit confused sometimes. But I think as they play more league, they get used to it. And the thing is always to say Saturday rugby league, Sunday rugby union. And they do, as the children progress, particularly as they get into the junior leagues, under 12s, you don't really get that confusion. League Saturday, union on Sunday, and they are old enough to realise, so we don't really get those issues.
Okay, now look, great, thanks very much for that. And certainly where we are talking about rugby league, rugby union and the involvement week on week, from the point of view of the children being involved, anyone listening at the moment, I think the big concern would be, I'm a parent, how much time am I going to have to dedicate to my child who wants to get more and more involved with this? And, well, we've got Mark in the studio as well, who is involved in the club, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hi.
Last year I was a parent helper and the first day for the club. But this year, Cole's asked me to step up and be his assistant. So, it's good times at the club at the moment.
And your point of view then from a parent, I mean, if someone's listening and thinking, my children might be interested in that, what advice would you give them, really?
Absolutely. If your son is interested,
yeah,
please come along. As a parent, you meet other parents. The club structure is wonderful over here at Brentwood. The parents are all wonderful parents. The camaraderie, the fun, the laughter, and it's a club. And as a parent, we go on tour, and it's a unity. It really is good. And the kids playing rugby league, the passion, the joy, the commitment, the passion. As I say it again, the passion they show on the pitch is wonderful as a parent to watch, as well as being a coach. But as a parent, you're seeing a bunch of kids go out, give it their all. So it is wonderful. So if you are interested, pop along.
Yeah, and I suppose there are brothers, and because of the different age groups, brothers there, cousins there as well. You can mix it up. So
yeah,
the uncles,
absolutely,
the aunts, they can all take care of sorting things out, which just contributes to the camaraderie then, doesn't it?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the way it works. Well, look, we'll be talking all the way through the season, I'm sure. And thanks very much for coming in and seeing us.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Best of luck to you all. Thank you.
Cheers.